This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, is with us live on WBEN this morning. There are two prison escapes that have been capturing our attention. Two of the 10 inmates that broke out of a New Orleans prison remain fugitives, and a former police chief who pled guilty to murder is on the run in Arkansas. Brad, how confident are you that these guys will be caught?
Well, statistically, most fugitives get caught, Susan, and the reason why is it's all about resources. I mean, these two cases in particular have such a high profile, as you mentioned. So name recognition photographs are all over the place for the two that left New Orleans and this police chief who left a prison up in northwest Arkansas. So I think it's going to be hard for them to stay on the run long term, because think about it this way. If you're this former police chief, and your picture's everywhere around Oregon, it's probably even in 7-Elevens, that what is your ability to hide? I mean, you have to eat, you have to sleep, and you have to stay out of the public's eye. That's really a tricky thing to do, and it's exhausting to do it. So we'll see how good he is, and maybe more importantly, has he had any help? Now, last night there was reporting allegedly that he was spotted in Faulkner County, Arkansas. That's 200 miles from the prison. So, you know, if that's accurate, then he obviously has access to a car, or somebody is driving him, which would help him stay on the run, only because that person could then rent hotel rooms, go and get food, etc. So we'll see. But my sense would be that all three of them will get caught here in the near future.
If anyone, though, were to have maybe a leg up or an understanding of how not to get caught and extend this, it might be a former police chief, right?
Well, maybe. I mean, you're talking about a police chief, Brian, in a town of 400. So it isn't like it's the NYPD or even the Buffalo police chief. You know, the ability, you know, I don't know his skill set. Or maybe even in this case, a survivalist skill set. I mean, if you think about, let's assume that sighting in Faulkner County is not accurate. That part of Arkansas where this prison in these two towns lie, you know, it's very wooded, it's hilly, it's rocky, there's rivers. It's hard to search for people in there. So if he knows that and he's able to move around, that's going to make it difficult for law enforcement in the short term to get their hands on him. You know, as I said earlier, it is unless you have pre-planned and or you have a lot of money. I mean, you might remember Whitey Bulger, the mob guy from Boston. You know, he stayed on the run for, you know, around 20 years, maybe a little less than that. But he had a lot of money, and he was able to sort of alter his appearance, drop into a retirement community in California and just sort of disappear until somebody just happens to say, hey, that guy, you know, down the hall, his picture, it looks like, was on television last night. So it's that kind of stuff that can get you caught. Time will tell, but my guess is the clock will run out on all three of them.
But these really do capture our attention, don't they? I mean, around here, we remember Bucky Phillips, you know, the big search for him several years ago now. But, you know, he eventually got caught, too.
I mean, a lot of this, I think, is driven, too, by the number of popular movies and television shows, you know, from The Shawshank Redemption to Clint Eastwood's Escape from Alcatraz. I mean, you know, there's sort of this, mystical, how do you do this? How do you get out? What techniques did they use? you know, I mean, it's pretty straightforward how the 10 got out, and clearly how the sheriff, or I'm sorry, the former police chief got out by pretending to be a guard, and they opened the gate and let him out. So, you know, there's some questions there. Did he have inside help in that prison? And we'll see if how that shakes.
You know, talking about the prison break in Louisiana, I wonder the longer you go, because you were mentioning, oh, I saw that guy's face on TV. You know, if these people get far enough away after a certain period of time, and it's been 2 weeks, one was picked up in Texas somewhere. You know, I'm just thinking about like my wife and I, if we were on like, you know, if she was at school and, you know, saw somebody, you know, like down the hall and it was one of these escaped inmates, she wouldn't recognize him. She's not watching the news on TV. You know, I wonder if there's like enough people who are as aware of that kind of thing, Brad, as there used to be, where, I mean, it used to mean something. Your face was all over TV and newspapers and things like that. Now, you know, no one gets the paper and half of us are watching Netflix.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you use Whitey Bulger as an example, I mean, you know, like I said, Whitey was gone a lot of years. And somebody happened to run something new. I don't know what it was on, but that's how what got him caught. Because, like I said, a neighbor said, that looks like the guy that lives down the hall. And somebody then called the FBI, and they eventually started doing surveillance and figured out it was him. So it's that kind of thing, yes. But you are exactly right. If it would behoove the police chief and these other two from Louisiana, from New Orleans, to get as far away from their respective states as possible, if they can. But again, this all goes back to resources. What money and resources do they have without committing some sort of act that draws attention, like carjacking somebody, robbing a 7-Eleven, things like that, always tend to get you caught. So I don't know. We'll see how this shakes out.
All right. Hey, Brad, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.